from February, companies will have to tell customers when they're coming to the end of their contracts. And Sir Mick Jagger...
Mola mera idhar hove utte rehmat ki chhaave.
ओके जनाब, एक बार फिर से कहते हैं प्रोग्राम में आप तमाम को खुशामदीद। आप सुन रहे हैं रेडियो संगम 107.9 एफएम। और बिल्कुल जनाब, लास्ट आवर में हमने किया था एक कंपटीशन, और कंपटीशन जीतने वाले खुश नसीब का नाम है फैसल महमूद, ऑल द वे फ्रॉम ड्यूसबरी। फैसल महमूद भाई, हमें रिंग कीजिएगा 01484549947 पे, और अपनी डिटेल्स हमारे साथ छोड़िए ताकि हम जावेद सुपर स्टोर वालों को बता सकें, देन यू कैन गो एंड गेट योर £50 वाउचर्स फ्रॉम देम। बिल्कुल जनाब, तीन जो सवाल आपसे पूछे थे ऑफर्स के अलावा, जो तीसरा सवाल था रसूल अल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की कुन्नियत मुबारक के हवाले से, रसूल अल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की कुन्नियत अबुल कासिम है। और बिल्कुल जनाब, हमने आपसे वादा कर रखा था कि नशीद आर्टिस्ट हैं, बहुत माशाल्लाह जबरदस्त किस्म के कलाम पढ़ रखे हैं इन्होंने, और ये जो बैकग्राउंड में भी आप कलाम सुन रहे हैं ये कलाम भी इन्हीं की खूबसूरत सी आवाज में, हाफिज अकील तारिक ओल्डम से इनका ताल्लुक है, और माशाल्लाह से पूरी ही फैमिली जो है वो नाथख्वान है। और आज इन्होंने हमें यहाँ जहाँ पे रौनक बख्शी है, हमारे स्टूडियोज में तशरीफ लाए हैं, बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया इनका भी अदा करते हैं। और आज ये हमें बहुत ही खूबसूरत से कलाम जो है वो सुनाएंगे। आपने भी कुछ इनसे सुनना है तो नंबर बहुत ही आसान है 07444202155, और फोन करना चाहे तो 01484817705। अस्सलाम वालेकुम अकील।
वालेकुम सलाम व रहमतुल्लाह।
अकील, हाउ आर यू?
Alhamdulillah, well, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Jazakallah, thank you very much for coming down. I know you are kind of very busy. You just come back from Pakistan. And thank you very much for giving your time.
Thank you very much, first of all, for calling me down and remembering me. Yes, it has been very busy, but Alhamdulillah, any time to help out, inshallah.
Akil, this track we are playing in the background, Mola Mera Vi Ghar Hove, I think this was your debut single which you released last year sometimes?
I released this in 2017, yeah.
Yeah, 2017, and how was the response from all your, I would say, fans and all these people who follow you? Because you are quite young, mashallah. And the other day we did Talha Tariq's interview as well, and Talha is a young nasheed artist as well. So people look up to you when it comes to stuff like this. So how does it feel? And, you know, being a role model for all these young kids, all these young people of your age.
Yeah, first of all thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all praises be to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I started reading this kalam. I just had a try. I said, let's go into a mehfil and read it. I read it in one mehfil, two mehfil, three mehfils, and all of a sudden when I started going to other mehfils, I started getting requests, please Mola Mera, Mola Mera. Then it come to a point where every single mehfil where I'd go to, people would request me to release a single. Mm-hmm. My friend who's from Ashton, Shabazz Hassan, he invited me to the studio. I had no idea that I'm going to be recording kalam. Mm-hmm. And also the guy that owns the studio is a good friend of mine as well. And I've got to the studio and he says, yeah, go into the booth. I went into the booth and alhamdulillah, this kalam I recorded in 20 minutes flat, first take.
Mashallah.
As well as that, like you asked about the youngsters looking up to me as well. Alhamdulillah, I try my best. I've got a lot of influence from my elders as well, my ustad in the mosque, my brothers, my uncles, my father. They've also, alhamdulillah, given me a good influence as well, and which I pass on to the youngsters. My nephew, like you said, was here not long ago. He also, I mean, obviously, alhamdulillah, if they all look up to me, jazakallah khair. I try my best, alhamdulillah. That's all you can say.
Hafiz, mashallah, you are a Hafiz of Quran as well, and to carry mashallah kalame Allah in your heart, and then you know reciting naats of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then you of course said, you know, the influence was from your parents, from your uncles in the family, because they were the naat reciters and stuff. But do you have any other inspiration from the naat world, any big naat khan you look up to and you try to recite the way he does?
My biggest inspiration in the Naath world, without a doubt, is my father. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I know he's not out there, but he was my biggest inspiration. Truth be told, I am not the typical youth Naath Khan that looks up to the Naath Khans nowadays. I've been looking up to the legends. Mm-hmm. So we're talking, you know, Marhoob Hamdani, Muhammad Ali Zahuri, Azam Chishti Rahmatullah. I've been looking up to them sort of people. I mean, obviously, I do enjoy listening to the Naath Khans nowadays, but them legends in particular, as well as without a doubt, people that know me know that I look up to Ustad Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan Sahab a lot as well. I listen to him and I've been listening to him since I was a young child as well.
Akhil, you know, you must have noticed this nowadays. Everyone, if a song is released the very next day, they'll create some naat out of it. Your naats, mashallah, are very, very different, unique, as you mentioned, names of Margoob Hamdani and all that. That is the asal, that is the bunyad, that is the naat, we would say. Now, with all this, the background musics and stuff, it's good as long as it's a nasheed music. Mm-hmm. But, you know, with this, so much music in the background and it doesn't look like a naat anymore. So tell us about why have you not chosen the current market, but you stuck to the older version of naat, the original asal?
You see, I had these opportunities, we're talking 10, 15 years ago, when I was getting invited onto BBC, ITV, etc. And I had them opportunities to go into that field, but I decided against it. Like I said before, I have had that influence from some brilliant people. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's unfortunate that this field is becoming commercialized. I mean, we've got singers coming into this field as well, which is not nice. Mm-hmm. But the reason I've decided against it is because my whole purpose, this is not a profession for me, it's a passion. My whole purpose is to please the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not the
Mashallah.
People. Obviously, Alhamdulillah, the people do get impressed and they're happy with what I do. But my sole purpose isn't to impress the awam, the public. My sole purpose is to impress Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and His beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is why I've not fallen into that side of things.
MashaAllah. So Akhil, Tariq will be with us all the way up until 7 o'clock. So guys, if you have any requests from Akhil, do phone in or do drop us a text message on 07444202155. And also we are on Facebook Live as well if you want to share that video. MashaAllah, Hafiz Akhil is a very, very good nasheed artist. And Hafiz Sahab, I would request you to start off with Mola Meravi Gharhove. And Mol has sent message all the way from Pakistan and asking, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, sister, jazakallah khair, and I hope you're well, I hope your family is well as well, inshallah.
Hafiz Sahab, so please, if you could recite this Mola Mera Vikar Hove for us, please.
Mola Mera Vikar Hove, Utte Rahmat Di Chhaan Hove. Mola mera vi ghar hove, utte rahmat di chhaan hove. Mere darwaze te likhya, mere darwaze te likhya, nabi paak da na hove. Mola mera vi ghar hove, utte rahmat di chhaan hove. Haan mola mera vi ghar hove, utte rahmat di chhaan hove. Mila de Mustafa mola, main apne ghar karon aaye. Nabi mola da dastar khan vede vich sajon aaye. Khawawa main jithe langar, khawawa main jithe langar, koi aisi vi tha hove. Mola mera vi ghar hove, utte rahmat di chhaan hove.
MashaAllah.
Wuzu akhiya da ho jave, nabi di deed jad hove. Kise sache momin di dua koi narad hove. Sukhanda chan rave chadda, sukhanda chan rave chadda, dukhanda har din para hove. Mola mera vi ghar hove, utte rahmat di chhaan hove. Haan mola mera vi ghar hove, utte rahmat di chhaan hove. Mere darwaze te likhya nabi, پاک دانا ہووے مولا میرا وی گھر ہووے اتے رحمت دی چھاں ہووے.
ماشاءاللہ ماشاءاللہ سبحان اللہ, بہت ہی خوبصورت سی آواز اور خوبصورت سا انداز رکھتے ہیں حافظ عقیل طارق جو کہ ہمارے ساتھ موجود ہیں آل دا وے فرام اولڈم. تھینک یو ویری مچ. اور بالکل جناب انمول, ہمارا روزہ بالکل ٹھیک ٹھاک جا رہا ہے, بہت شکریہ آپ کا. پاکستان میں آپ اس وقت ہمیں سن رہی ہیں. اس کے علاوہ سہیم انصاری, بہت شکریہ آپ کے میسیجز کا بھی. رضیہ صاحبہ, بہت شکریہ آپ کے میسیجز کا بھی. تھینک یو ویری مچ جناب آپ تمام کا. اور آپ تمام حافظ صاحب کو خوش آمدید کہہ رہے ہیں تو بہت بہت شکریہ آپ کا. بالکل وقت ہوا چاہتا ہے ایک چھوٹی سی کمرشل بریک کا, واپس آتے ہیں تو یہ نشست جو ہے یہیں سے جاری رکھیں گے. حافظ صاحب سے اگر آپ نے بھی کچھ سننا ہے آ کے ضرور سنیے گا. ان کے فیوچر کے حوالے سے پوچھیں گے ان شاء اللہ کہ اگلی تین ماشاء اللہ کلام جو ہیں وہ ریلیز کر چکے ہیں کہ آئندہ فیوچر میں کون سا کلام ریلیز کرنے کا پلان رکھتے ہیں. اور ابھی کیونکہ ماشاء اللہ سے بہت سی محافل کا سلسلہ بھی جاری ہے تھرو آؤٹ دا رمضان, سو ان سے پوچھیں گے کہ اگر برادفورڈ میں یا یہاں پہ لوکل یارکشائر میں کہیں پہ یہ آ کے پرفارم کرنے والے ہیں تو اس حوالے سے بھی آپ کو ضرور اپڈیٹ کریں گے. چلتے ہیں چھوٹی سی. اور جناب ایک بار پھر سے آپ کو کہتے ہیں پروگرام میں خوش آمدید. 6:26 ہوا چاہتے ہیں بدھ 15 مئی 2019, اور ہمارے ساتھ موجود ہیں نشید آرٹسٹ حافظ عقیل طارق. اور یہ جو بیک گراؤنڈ میں آپ سن رہے ہیں اج نینا لائیاں کیوں جھڑیاں, یہ ان کا لیٹسٹ کلام ہے جو انہوں نے ریلیز کیا تھا. اور جب ہم آفر تھے تو حافظ صاحب سے یہی بات چیت چل رہی تھی کہ وہ ایک اور کلام پہ بھی کام کر رہے ہیں. اور اسی سلسلے میں پاکستان بھی گئے لیکن کچھ مصروفیت کی وجہ سے وہ ویڈیو وغیرہ نہیں کر سکے, تو بہت جلد جو ان کا کلام ہے وہ بھی آنے والا ہے, انہی سے جانتے ہیں. حافظ صاحب بتائیے گا کہ کب آپ کا یہ جو نیا کلام ہے آ رہا ہے, ویڈیو کب ریلیز کر رہے ہیں آپ, اور آج کل کے دور میں یہ ویڈیو جو ہے یہ بنانا کتنا ضروری ہو گیا؟
ریلیز تو میں نے کرنی تھی تقریباً اکتوبر نومبر میں, لیکن شادی کی مصروفیات سے اس کی وجہ سے نہیں بن سکی. پاکستان گیا, وہاں بھی مطلب پلان تھا کہ یہاں وہاں جا کے نا ویڈیو ریکارڈ شوٹ کروں, لیکن وہاں بھی مصروفیات کی وجہ سے نہ ہو سکا. کوشش تو یہ ہے کہ رمضان میں ویڈیو شوٹ کر لیں, بس لوکیشن ڈھونڈنا بھی یہ بھی مسئلہ ہے. دل کر رہا ہے اسکاٹ لینڈ جاؤں, پھر جہاں آج نینا لائیاں تو ایڈنبرا میں کیا تھا, یہ اب سوچ ہے کہ فورٹ ولیم جاؤں, لیکن کوشش تو یہ ہے رمضان میں شوٹ ہو جائے انشاءاللہ. بڑی عید سے پہلے یا بڑی عید پر ہی انشاءاللہ ریلیز کروں انشاءاللہ, بس دعا کرے کہ شوٹ ہو جائے تو پھر انشاءاللہ سب کچھ.
آج نینا لائیاں کیوں جڑی ہیں, جیسے کہ آپ نے بتایا کہ آپ اسکاٹ لینڈ گئے تھے, وہاں پہ جا کے شوٹ کیا, کیسا رہا ایکسپیرینس, اور کون سی جگہ پہ آپ نے شوٹ کیا, کتنا وقت لگا, اور یہ کیوں ضروری ہے, وائی از اٹ سو کائنڈ آف نیسیسری ناؤ ڈیز ٹو میک اے ویڈیو فار اے ناٹ سنگل ایز ویل؟
Well, the first question you asked about the experience, alhamdulillah, was a brilliant experience. It was last Ramadan when I was just, basically we kept my roza, I went to sleep. The guy that did the video, he come and woke me up at 6 o'clock in the morning. And he said, we're going. I go, where are we going? He said, yeah, we're going Scotland. What for? We're going to shoot the video. Okay, so there I didn't do anything, didn't get ready or anything. I didn't even have a topi. So we've set off to Edinburgh. There as well, there's a limitation of masjids. So I was thinking, where on earth am I going to get a topi from? So we just walked into a masjid, requested them, we need a topi for a video shoot. They give us the topi, said, yeah, no problem. Bring it back, which whenever you can. So I got the topi, went into a local garden center. It was a Royal Botanic Garden Center. And we asked, requested them that we want to shoot the video. They gave us permission and we went in there and shot the video. In regards to necessity, it's just something that the public like to see. My first single that I released was just an audio and it just had a picture there. Alhamdulillah, that was, to be honest with you, that was more appreciated than all my kalams. That has got over 150,000 views on YouTube. But it's just something that the audience, the public request that, look, we want a video here. The scenery looks nice as well, which obviously attracts a lot more people to watch it as well.
سو پھر تھوڑا سا ذرا اج نینا لائیاں کیوں جھڑیاں بھی ہمارے یہ جو سننے والے ہیں ان کو ذرا سنا دیجیے تاکہ پھر مزید لوگ بھی شامل ہوں. راحیل کھٹانا صاحب ہمارے ساتھ موجود ہیں فرام دبئی, آپ کو السلام علیکم کہہ رہے ہیں اور آپ کی ماشاءاللہ کلام کی تعریف بھی کر رہے ہیں.
جزاک اللہ. وعلیکم السلام و رحمۃ اللہ. آئے talk to Raheel a lot as well. Alhamdulillah, he's also requested me to invite Ismail Hussain onto the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to speak to him, inshallah, if he's available, because he's got exams as well. So if he's available, inshallah, I'm going to try getting him onto this show as well, inshallah.
Jazakallah.
So inshallah, I'll recite a few shade of Ajnana Laya. And I've also, I've put it on social media as well. If anybody's watching, inshallah, if you do have any requests, if I can fulfill them, inshallah, do let us know. And like I said, if I can.
Well, before you recite that, could you please tell your social media handles and stuff, so all these people, whenever you release a kalam, whenever you release your video, audio or something, so they can directly interact with you, watch them. So what are your social media handles, from
so,
YouTube to
I've got Facebook. Facebook I don't tend to use, which is a small